You're listening to a Clare FM podcast. Morning Focus broadcasts weekdays from 9am to 12 midday.
First of all, as you've been hearing in our news this morning, a blow for Shannon with disappointment for the town after it was announced that the plug is to be pulled on the planned Shannon venue project. We talked about this on the programme last week when we heard disappointment from some of its backers as to how government funding, which had been sought, wasn't granted in the way that they were hoping. A small amount was allocated for the project, but those behind it say they were ready to go ahead and were looking for much, much more. They now say that due to a lack of support, this won't be happening. Derek Barrett is chairman of the Shannon venue project. Derek, good morning to you.
Good morning, Gavin.
Thanks very much for joining us. Did you have to take this decision, do you feel?
Yes, is the answer, and that's why we did. It wasn't a decision we took lightly. You know, it's a result of 7 years of knocking on doors and the knocks being ignored and the doors remaining shut. You know, as a voluntary group, we've done absolutely everything from talking to, you know, people on the street to the highest office in Ireland. We've presented to the Taoiseach, we've presented to the Minister for Finance, and we said, you know, we've achieved almost everything we wanted to achieve, which is a turnkey solution to enhance Shannon and the living town. We just haven't been able to build it.
Can I just ask, Derek, when you're presenting to all of these senior politicians, if you stay doing it, they must have been giving you some sort of positive indication of support, surely.
Well, I suppose, you know, back in, I'm going back to 2017, you know, that was our breakthrough moment. Minister Breen organised for us to sit down with the Minister of Finance, Michael Noonan, at the time. And we explained the project, we explained our fund-seeking journey. And he bought into the concept, he bought into the project, and he said, you know, listen, guys, you're wasting your time applying through these schemes. Shannon is a special case, and make it. So within a week, we were back to him with a special case, you know, presented to him why we believe, you know, this needs it. You know, there's no other
town. Is that because
there's
no main street, basically, that you were looking to open up a streetscape?
It's not just that. You know, there's no other town of its size that has such an economic impact, you know, not only regionally, nationally and internationally. Look at all the developments that have come out of Shannon, from duty-free to the Chinese government coming over and modelling mega cities in China based on Shannon, to Ryanair, to aviation leasing. All those things have evolved out of Shannon. But on top of that, you know, Shannon is a special case because it's been welcoming to so many people as well from all around Ireland, people that have been displaced, be that from Northern Ireland, from Chile, from Syria, from parts more local. But it's in our culture and it's in our DNA. We've always been like that. And it's fine. We've become a solution to a lot of those problems in Shannon. But I suppose we need the infrastructure and facilities to accommodate that and to deal with that. And we feel that, you know, Shannon lays a golden egg every year for the Clare County Council, with the, you know, a third of their rates coming out of the town area. And there's very little of that being spent over the years. You know, I'd ask you to look at even the last 20 years in terms of what the council have delivered in the county capital expenditure projects. You know, where does Shannon even register on that? If there was a list compiled, I'd say we'd be fairly low on that list.
And that's in the context of the funds that are being generated there, as you say.
Absolutely.
Okay. Stay with us, Derek. We're joined as well this morning by Mick Ganee. Mick is Chairman and Chief Executive of EI Electronics in Shannon, one of the biggest employers there, and a supporter of the venue project. Good morning to you, Mick.
Morning, Gavin.
Thank you, Derek. Thank you very much for joining us in the programme this morning. Mick, your own thoughts?
Oh, very disappointed, especially for Derek, Kevin and Owen, who put their life on hold for the last 7 years to bring this project to fruition, and very, very disappointing.
Are you surprised?
I'm not surprised, just seeing the rounds that the guys had to go to over the years to get attention to this project. As Derek has just alluded to, for a town of its size and its economic benefit to the county, it's a town that's totally ignored. And as the Taoiseach put it rightly last January when we met him, he said a project like this should really come from local governments, and it should. But Shannon seems to get bypassed in all this. And This project rang a bell with me from the beginning, I suppose, you know.
Well, I was going to ask you, why was that the case? Because, as I say, you have supported it, but why did you feel it was such an important venture?
Well, EI, you know, I think everybody knows we're the biggest employer in the county. We probably take 50% of our people live in Shannon. And as a company, we like to benefit the community in which we do business. So benefiting Shannon was an ideal way of doing this, and the Civic Centre, you know, the venue, fitted the bill totally, and it was our way of saying, look, let's get something moving in Shannon. Now, I was involved in the Chamber of Commerce set up 20 years ago, and one of the things we identified from the beginning was the lack of a streetscape in Shannon. Like, for a town of its size, Shannon doesn't have a centre of a town. It has a shopping centre, and it's, you know, so this venue with this location in the town could have been the ideal start for a streetscape in the town, and we saw it in that way. And I just admire the work of Kevin, Derek, and Owen, and we had no hesitation in getting behind it right from the beginning.
Derek, to go back to yourself, your reasons, as Mick has outlined there, in terms of opening up the streetscape, benefiting the community, that's why you wanted this to happen. But what happens now? Is this simply dead in the water? Do you go away and give up?
Well, firstly, can I just thank officially again on air, Mick, for his support and help, and most importantly, patience. He's been with us every step of the way, attended a lot of the meetings with senior people as well, so we admire him for what he's achieved in his own business, but also helping us get to where we need to be. I suppose the big question we have now is, there a real and genuine appetite to deliver this project within Clare County Council? You know, even with this latest scheme, there were 17 applications put into Clare, by Clare, sorry, for this application. You know, 17 is a high number, and it dilutes every one of those projects' chance. For instance, Waterford, I believe, put in one application, it was for 20 million, they got 6, and they viewed that as a slap in the face. But if we had a couple of those slaps, we'd have it built, you know. We need Clare County Council to take ownership. We feel...
But hang on now, were the council not supporting this project, Derek? Were its municipal offices not to be located in your building?
Yeah, that was the plan, but I suppose you need a priority, you know. In a list of 17, what was the actual priority? And how did it score against the other applications that were put in? I suppose, you know, we wouldn't begrudge, and we're delighted that some projects got awarded funds, but I suppose this is a major need for the town, for the future of the town, because the future of the town is looking bleak, and it has been looking bleak for some time. It's been a very difficult 12 months socially within the town, with, you know, a couple of events that have made the news. But I suppose it's important that, you know, Clare County Council now take the lead. You know, I suppose the reason why we got together was, you know, while, you know, the economy wasn't great, let's do the groundwork, let's do the research, let's do the benchmarking, let's design a fantastic building that will be multifunctional. And, you know, key thing out of this is the multifunctional element. It's a community, civic and creative space. It also happens to have a theatre, but...
I was going to bring that up. Do you think the inclusion of the theatre might have undermined you when, and we discussed this off-air yesterday briefly, Derek, in terms of an outsider might look at this and say, why would you want a theatre when Glore is up the road in one direction and Limerick City and all it has is down the road in the other?
I'd agree if we were building just a theatre, but we're building 3 or 4 different things that happens to have a theatre. You know, for instance, you know, there's research and studies out there that will show if you attend live events at a venue, one particular venue, you will seek out other live events in other venues. But I suppose it's important to note that it has community spaces, it has multifunctional aspects of it. If, you know, if the people that would bring up, and there's a fear that it can have an impact on Glore, I can argue that it'll have a positive impact on Glore, because we could be a partner in a necklace of venues in the region. If someone still had a fear, you know, I'd ask that they monetize that fear. You know, if we took 10 events out of Glore in a year, you know, that would be profit of 10 or 15,000. You know, even if you double that or treble it, you're talking about 30,000 to 45,000 of an impact.
Mm.
You know, why would that stand in the way of delivering a community multifunctional facility in Shannon?
I'm getting a lot of texts, Mick, from listeners who are, well, angry, as one person puts it, unbelievable, just not good enough, Shannon forgotten once again, and others saying that the venue is desperately needed and a lot of effort has gone into it. We also heard from Derek just there in terms of some of his concerns for the town, which is why I think maybe people might be disappointed this decision has been taken to shelve the project. But what would you like to see happen now, Mick, or what's the most important step going forward?
Well, you know, as a company, we committed a long time ago to 100% manufacturing in Shannon. So we employ a lot of people in Shannon. We have a huge international customer base, and these people frequently visit us. And to be candid, it's embarrassing that we can't bring them down to the town to see anything in Shannon. There is no town centre to show them. And visitors find this very strange, a town of this size, with an industrious estate on its
doorstep,
vicinity.
I suppose, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Has no infrastructure.
So I would
like to see the county council pick up this project from where it is right now. The guys have brought it to shovel ready and go on and develop it and make Shannon into a better place to live and work from.
Would you concur with that, Derek?
Absolutely, that would be our hope. You know, there's a site here, there's planning permission, there's an expectation that this will happen. We just don't feel that we're the people that can get it over the line now. We've had so many disappointments, we've put so much effort into applying, and what happens in each of these schemes you apply for, you have to skew your vision and contort the plan to fit and tick the boxes in that scheme, you know, and that's what Michael Noonan was getting at the time.
That's why,
you know,
I'm surprised in the way that's why I'm surprised in the way that you're looking to pull back from it, because if you do as is being suggested, take it or give it to the council and they take it up and do whatever they want with it, then your vision and what you feel is needed for the town, and we can hear your passion, Derek, then and I know it's not just you,
I'm trying to be controlled.
No, and I respect that, but it's a wider group as well, and you're representing that. I'm surprised that you'd hand over the vision aspect of it, that you feel something is required for the Shannon that you wouldn't try and continue to strive, I suppose.
Yeah, well, I suppose it's our vision, and we consulted with all the community groups. We consulted with the county council back in the day when they said they didn't want any civic offices in it. So we designed it accordingly. And you know, maybe in April this year, the county council said they wanted presence in it, and I suppose we spent about 10,000, we released 10,000 euro for a feasibility study to just see what we could, whether we could, you know, incorporate all their requirements within the building, and we can, and it could happen. But having said that, those spaces then would not be available. Some of those spaces would not be available for community groups that we would have had the vision of incorporating into the
I suppose service. In some ways that's with respect to moot point now when this is being shelled.
Yeah.
I do unfortunately need to leave it there, but we will be returning to this in the next hour of the programme when we'll be speaking with councillors Mike McKee and Jerry Flynn and Shannon. In 20 seconds, Derek, is there anything you want to hear from them now?
I'd like some answers, and I suppose to see has there been a cooling off on this project at a councillor level, you know, because we didn't get any reaction, or I didn't get any reaction, even with the URDF
funded application,
you know, from the municipal district councillors. And we just want to know, I suppose communication is key, but we want to know, what is the support like? Is it real, and is it genuine, and is the appetite there?
I'll ask them that in about an hour's time. Thanks for joining us this morning, even actually a little bit less. That's Derek Barrett there, Chairman of the Shannon Venue Project. My thanks to Mick Kinney of EI Electronics for joining us. As I say, we'll be returning to this. Don't wait the full hour. Don't go away. It'll be actually before that, but it will be after 10 o'clock. Much more to come. You're listening to Morning Focus here on Clare FM.
Clare FM's Morning Focus with Gavin Grace.
on the venue. Ray was in touch via email to express his support for the project. It's crazy it's not being supported by government, the second biggest town in Clare, and needs this amenity. And Dara was in touch as well too. He is a member of the Shannon Musical Society and says news that the venue is not going ahead is devastating for the town and the community. As an ever-growing town with a major international airport and many multinational companies and a community who are 100% behind the venue that's so badly needed, not to mention the many years of planning and research and absolute passion and total belief that's gone into this project, this simply cannot be allowed to happen. We're extremely angry and upset that this has been turned down, and we'll do whatever it takes to support the committee to get this decision reversed and back on track. We are not taking no for an answer on this, and we'll do whatever it takes to support it. That's Dara Goff, who was in touch with us this morning. The two elected members of Clare County Council from Shannon Town are Sinn Féin Representative Mike McKee and Independent Gerry Flynn. Good morning to you both, and thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Gavin.
Thank you very much. Councillor McKee, I'll start with yourself. You've heard some of what was said there by two of our emailers, and that's the tone generally of the comments that are coming in on this morning. What are your own thoughts, and is the support truly there to deliver the venue for Shannon?
Well, I'm in full support of what has been said by all the contributors so far, and indeed with the comments from both Derek and Mike Guinea. It's not just a disappointment to Shannon, it's a kick in the teeth to both the committee of the venue and also the Shannon community. But once again, we've gotten used to this. We've been promised so many things. We were promised TC2, TC3. We tried to get Aldi, we tried to get so many things, we tried to get our streetscape, and none of these have materialised. So yes, there is very genuine anger out there, and justified anger. And can it be reversed? Not so sure. I think if there's one small criticism I would make, I think there was too much emphasis placed on the government funding, and that's when that didn't materialise and it turned to Clare County Council. But I think at the start, maybe Clare County Council should have been the ones that were targeted in the first place, because I do believe that the County Council are the ones who should be tasked.
And we'll get on to that in a second. We'll get on to that in a second, but I want to give you kind of an opening salvo, Councillor Flynn, as well. Do you share this disappointment, or what are your own thoughts?
Well, I suppose, look, I've always dealt in reality. I've represented Shannon for a long time, and I suppose if you look at the report from the people that are moving the venue, they have acknowledged the great support they got from Shannon Town Council, and we did contribute 15,000 to them out of a very meagre budget in this town. So that has to be acknowledged.
But that's also going back a long number of years. Hang on,
Gavin,
that's going back a long number of years.
The question, can
okay,
I answer,
go on,
please?
Fair enough.
In 2014, the capital cost was indicated at 7 million. Now the capital cost is indicated at 10.9 million. The only constant all along was the running cost of 1.2 million. That's now been reduced to 800,000. How that could be so in the scheme of things when you see a considerable rise, nearly 3 million in the actual capital expenditure. So from the point of view of, and look, there's a lot of people listening out there that like to hear facts. In 2014, when Shannon Town Council was abolished, the civic offices were handed over to Clare County Council. So it removed the need for civic offices to be part of the project. Recently, the new CEO made an announcement to them, which I wasn't aware of, that he was going to locate the civic offices in the shopping centre. Now, whether that would have flown or not, I don't know. But it actually helped in the application that they made to the department. Those are the facts of it. I mean, I'm sorry that the people that are trying to develop this venture, that it hasn't come to pass. But that's not because of the action or inaction of local councillors, and that has to be clearly pointed out.
Okay, but you haven't said you're disappointed it's not going ahead. When you talk about the finances, are you saying this was too big, too ambitious, not the wisest use of money?
Look, I'm involved in Shannon support since the 1970s. I have funded for schools, churches, and also sporting venues. So, look, I'm not going to be jumping up and down here and saying that I'm disappointed when I knew that the project and the viability of it was questionable from day one, once the county manager at the time said there was no need for civic offices in it. The only way it would have survived is if the civic offices were located in it.
Which was the latest iteration of the plan?
The announcement of putting the civic offices in there was only a damp squib.
Councillor, go on, Councillor.
I mean, look, I represent the community of Clare in Glore. I'm a director of Glore, and they are barely washing their face. Now, this is our cultural centre for County Clare. So to think that you could have a cultural centre 10 minutes down the road and viable, especially when you look at the fact that Mary I have a centre, LIT have a centre, UL have a centre. The location of Shannon, which I love, I've lived most of my life here, I love Shannon, we have a very strong community, and I will always stand up for the community, but reality is a devil at times, and I know that a lot of people were playing politics with it. I don't play politics, I actually do it.
Councillor McKee, I'll let you respond there. Does Councillor Flynn not have a point when he talks about and questions the viability of such a development?
Well, I mean, it was a very adventurous project from day one. I think everyone acknowledged that. It was something that was, for the people of Shannon, I'm firmly of the opinion that it would be something that would have been very much welcomed, which it was done. Was it overly ambitious? It very possibly was, but that doesn't detract away from the fact that it would have been of benefit to the people of Shannon and the wider community within the town.
But I mean, you are looking, or the bills who were behind this project were looking,
yes,
for significant public funding, be it from, it was from central government, but wherever that came from, it's ultimately state funding, I suppose. That has
absolutely
to be used,
yes,
wisely. If something is too ambitious, then it will lead to questions about its viability, surely.
Well, I think one of the biggest problems we had were that the politicians, and unfortunately neither myself or Jerry were up to speed with the meetings with the Minister for State, Pat Breen, and the meetings with Owen Murphy or the Taoiseach or any of those, or Michael Noonan. We weren't aware of that. We would have been made aware after the event, and I think it was unfortunate that none of the elected reps, being myself and Jerry, should have been invited to it and participated in the meetings with the Minister.
With respect, I don't know how much clout you would have had with the Minister.
Well, we represent Shannon, and I don't think it boded well that the fact that the two reps from Shannon weren't there at it, and they were outside politicians that were invited to it. Ultimately, getting back to the original point that you said, was it overambitious? Very possibly. But if you're not looking for high targets, you'll never reach them. And I think it would have been very, very good for Shannon. In relation to the Glore thing, I have to agree with Jerry on that we are very close to Glore. But the fact that this was a multifunctional venue with a theatre, as has already been stated, differed tremendously from what Glore actually offers to people.
Councillor Flynn, Glore is run by Clare County Council. It's owned and operated by Clare County Council. If you're questioning the viability of the project and the theatre that would be part of the venue in Shannon, is that reflective of perhaps an attitude within the council that they don't want to undermine themselves by supporting the development
attitude,
of another theatre?
But what I would say is that there is no reason why a cultural centre couldn't have been built on that site in conjunction with Glore. Cooperate with Glore in partnership. Now, just to
but
be clear...
But hang on, you said Glore is barely wiping its face, to use your own term. Has it not got enough to do to look at its own...
Look, Gavin, with all due respect now, I have been dealing with this issue for a lot of years. I have forensically examined the figures. I know what I'm talking about. You know, and I represent the people of Clare on the board of Glore. Glore is owned by Clare County Council. It is subvented... to the tune of nearly 300,000 a year by Clare County Council. That is the public out there. Now, if we develop something in Shannon, what's going to happen is it's going to put a strain on a budget which this year was compromised to the tune of nearly 3.5 million.
The overall council
budget. We had to take a cut here in this district of 75,000. So I deal in facts. Now, I'm delighted that you rang me. I'm delighted I'm having the debate, but I totally agree with what Mike said there. The local councillors, Mike McKee and my good self, we were excluded from those meetings, which would have been crucial. Yeah, you might think that we mightn't have had much influence at local level, but we certainly know what we're talking about. And we have lived what is deprivation in Shannon for many years. And we know that the town is now dwindling. I've done a piece with you in relation to the economic and social decline in Shannon, and I'm delighted, and your researcher has come to Shannon and
we will do that. But with that context in mind, is something not needed? There were talks this morning, and indeed from listeners as well, of the need for a streetscape to revitalise the town centre. Would this project not have delivered that?
No, because I'll tell you why. Because you're talking about propping up private entrepreneurs in a shopping centre. That will never fly here in Shannon.
It hasn't flown in the past.
It's not going to fly now. We have three plans done. Actually, I saw where some of the people moving the project mentioned about this will be the third plan. This actually will be the fourth master plan. I have been involved in three of them under consultants, Brady Shipman, Buchanan and Partners, Murray O'Leary, and this would be the fourth one. So those are the facts that I would be able to bring to the table if I was meeting the Minister.
Well, then let me ask you this then, and I will go back to Councillor McKay after this, but if you're correct in what you're saying, why is it that there has been 7 years of work gone into this? Why wasn't this nipped in the bud much earlier? Why is it that the backers of the project were given all positive soundings by central government politicians, it seems, in the main, only for this to happen in the end, I wonder?
Well, it goes back to the statement I said. You have politicians out there who are playing politics with people's lives. I don't do that, as I said to you. I am a politician representing the people. The only thing I know is facts. And when I analyse the figures and I see the logistics of it, I know whether something will fly or not. I'm lucky enough that I have some degree of knowledge in that area.
Councillor McKay, we've spoken with you. Unfortunately, we've had reason to speak with you with regards to issues with antisocial behaviour and more in Shannon that you have highlighted. It is an issue and has been, and something, it seems, is needed to revitalise the town centre. You'd agree with that, I'm sure.
I would, of course, agree with that, and I'm glad to say that the cinema seems to be well and truly on target for an early 2019 start.
It's not a community space with respect to the cinema. Great addition to any town, but it's not going to do and achieve the stated aims of this project.
Well, it's not, but it would have been an addition and would have been helping towards it. The multifunctional centre that we would have had, I think, would have been an amazing benefit to the people of Shannon. It is badly needed, and I think the fact that you're getting so many responses in relation to this shows that it is needed, it's wanted, and people are angry at that, the fact that we don't get it. You mentioned about the streetscape. Would it have helped out? Probably not, but there's other things that the council has to do to get the streetscape that we so badly need in Shannon, to make it a town, to make it anything just bar a shopping centre with a few housing estates around it. That's not good enough for a town in 2018. And it is embarrassing. I remember Mike Kinney's interview earlier on, when he talks about people coming into Shannon and saying Shannon, and it's that embarrassing fact that we don't actually have a town. It's a shopping centre.
Why is it that has been allowed to happen?
Well, the powers be
as a local representative is fighting on behalf of Shannon. Why has that been allowed?
We always have done that. Unfortunately, the people who make the decisions that have decided that that's not the case, and we can't develop it further. And I point back to Aldi, and that, as you know, got great anger when the planning commission was refused on it, and that would have opened up. And as Jerry said, we can't have private enterprise controlling the commercial centre of Shannon. We just can't have it. We have to open it up to public ownership and to let people develop a town the way it should develop in a natural way.
But Councillor Finn, the point has been made, and you'll agree with this, that Shannon is contributing an awful lot more than it is receiving, and local residents are very frustrated.
It's a fact that approximately a third of the 42 million in rates would be, Shannon would be a net contributor, there's no doubt about that. But I mean, the question you asked Mike in relation to why is it Shannon doesn't have a streetscape or a traditional town? If you actually look at the history of Shannon and a great book written by that famous man, Brendan O'Regan, if you actually analyse and look at that, you will see that originally Shannon Development built houses far to accommodate the workers at the airport and industry.
If you want to talk facts, the question I asked is how has it been allowed to develop in this way? I'm familiar with Shannon's history. I'm asking about 2018.
But sure, how could you be familiar with Shannon's history when you were probably not born when it came about?
Because I read and I learn and I study I take this position seriously and it is important. That I learn these things, and I do an awful lot of work that people aren't aware of, and that's important. I'm asking you a question as to why the situation has been allowed to develop, that there is a crying need for these services in 2018.
You brought me on.
And I've just asked you a question.
And all I'm asking for is a bit of respect.
I'm asking you a question.
The question you would allow me answer it.
But the question I have asked you is not the one that you were addressing. Why has the situation been allowed to develop in 2018?
Well, you're asking about Shannon. Why are we where we are now? The reason is, originally, Shannon and housing estates were actually created to accommodate workers. It was never envisaged that Shannon would survive and that it would become a community. I mean, you know that I'm involved at the moment in trying to extend the graveyard. Why is that? Because all of the older people now, which were the pioneers back then, are dying. We are the first generation that came into Shannon. We did our bit. We are asking the third generation now to do their bit. I will certainly lead it. There's no problem. And I am doing my best. I mean, we had a senator that came down from Dublin Saturday, spent a half day with me going around Shannon, and he's seen for himself. And he's from the Housing, Planning and Local Government Department in the Oireachtas. He saw fit to come down and meet me in Shannon. Our local Oireachtas members have never done it. Why is that? Why aren't you asking that question?
I'll ask it of them, because this one will run. I'll finish it with the same question to both of you, and I'll start with yourself, Councillor Flynn. Where to now with this site,
well,
with this project?
Simple.
Something is obviously needed.
Very simple. The last act that Shannon Development performed was not in handing over that site to the local community, which they should have done. They handed it over to Shannon Airport through the Shannon Commercial Properties portfolio. Now I'm asking that that site be put into the ownership of the community through Clare County Council, and that we do develop a suitable development at that site. The civic offices, in my opinion, are not going to happen under the current arrangements and the limited budget.
Councillor McKee, what should happen now?
Yeah, I would agree with a lot of what Gerry has said there, and unfortunately again I'm of the opinion that there were too many false promises from those in power, and to be honest they should have known better. But I think at this stage we are where we are, and it's time that ourselves, the councillors in the Shannon Municipal District, along with the officials and along with if any of the members of the venue committee wish to meet with us, I think we should sit down and have a bit of a barney together and see can we thrash something out. Now, if it was given over to the ownership of the county council, that particular site, then let's see what we can do with it. But I think that should have been done from the start, and not just waiting for government approval with funding during the budget, which just didn't materialise.
We need to leave it there. Well, thank you both for joining us this morning.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye. Councillor Mike McKee there. At the end there from Shannon, of course, Sinn Féin representative and independent councillor, Gerry Flynn. More comments coming in. We will get to them.
If it matters to you, let us know. Contact us now. 1850 400 964 or email focus Clare.fm. Iconic rock band The Waterboys come to University Concert Hall Limerick Friday, December 7th. I'm still a freak. Performing tracks from their new album, together with all their classic hits. The Waterboys at University Concert Hall Limerick. Tickets €40 at box office or UCH.ie.
Discover the stunning new Tucson, the car that's redefined the family SUV, or the Kona, our compact and sporty SUV. Discover Hyundai's exclusive 191 offers. Choose from 5 years free servicing, 3.9% APR finance, or scrappage of up to €5,000 on selected models. Lending criteria, terms and conditions apply. Hyundai. Discover why.
Your local Hyundai dealer for Clare is Limerick Motor Centre, Ballysimon Road, Limerick. Telephone 061 417 141.
Hi, Marty Morrissey here, calling on all of my fellow Clare people to support the Cathercalla Hospice, Lions Club of Venice Christmas Remembrance Tree Project. Remember absent friends and loved ones either deceased or away from home this Christmas time by sponsoring a yellow ribbon on the Christmas Remembrance Tree. Ribbons are available from Cathercalla Hospice or from the Remembrance Tree Office, Market Square Innes. Just priced at €5. Season's greetings and sincere thanks for your ongoing generous support from all of the team at Cathercalla.
Is your home, car or van insurance due for renewal within the next 7 days? At Munster Group, insurance prices are tumbling with up to 35% off selected new van, car and home insurance during our autumn-winter sales. So whether it's your home, car, van or Jeep, call us before you renew your insurance.